Shabbos is the other way around. He looks far away, there's nothing closer to Hashem. He brings, the lady said, that 500 years from the earth to Rikia, and from Rikia to Rikia is another 500 years, and the thickness of Rikia is another 500 years, onwards. You have all kinds of big numbers. You see how Rabbi Yochanan goes over far above our world. Person stands in front of his tender and is whispering. So he's both madness to be loved, which he never found in the rest of Libo. A Libo rasp of ten noise and curly with Yishama. There's an actual Shoma to be loved. And every day is like that. See the Lord Yiyato. The other than I see a Paris and Kabeo Yishamea. Yesha by the cat, Kurm Yidesh, and Kurm Yidesh, and Kurm Yidesh, and this is a great case. But the Zohar is a physical entity that represents different forces. Look so close, I have a Zohar. You have a pocket form, handheld, desktop, all kinds of other Zohar. Very close. Oh, it doesn't bring us life. It doesn't bring us anything. But the Zohar seems to be so far away, we whisper and it brings us life. That is, see what it is. See what it is connecting to the Zohar with our words. The Zohar. Message them next week. Having a deeper kesher, because it's both listening at the first day of Rishon, the second day of Rishon, the Tkiyah, the Mesicha, not even with words, and it's blowing out from our inner selves, towards the disposal, connecting to the disposal, and not with the disposal. The first day of Hanami, we're going to do stuff with words. Mesicha is that effort is considered a higher level. For example, you can't do anything else, and you're blowing out, it's only yogi, you're blowing out. That's what yogi. So I make different sounds with your mouth and you talk. You see, this is just a simple koyak coming from within us that was blown into us from our Kodesh Bohu, connecting to our Kodesh Bohu. And then Shabbat Kodesh, we're already so close to our Kodesh Bohu, we don't need it. And we're bound to it. There's Fazal. We don't lose that from there's Fazal. Shabbat Kodesh. So then we're going to Shabbat all year round, is like a tradition. Shabbat! And Shabbat with our Kodesh Bohu. 6 days a week we're involved in all our interactions. Oh, you know, you have a Shabbat, one of the Shabbats before Shabbat. You go straight from your work into Shabbat, your mind is preoccupied with your stuff the whole Shabbat, you kill the whole Shabbat. That's why you first need a Friday, in Shishi. Whatever you're doing, if you're going to make measures about it, if you're at home and helping your wife, just think, I'm amazed with the Shabbat, because the Shabbat, Shabbat is time to heal the mountains of the disposal. Very, very powerful, the Shabbat and Rosh Hashanah. Not just Shabbat is 7 days of the week, which 7 days is the need of Malchus. And the deal of Malchus of the Shabbat, because Malchus means he's running the show, not us. Shabbat is not doing anything, just sitting back, enjoying the beautiful world of Shabbat. Tefillah is the Shabbat. The Mela, the Tefillah, when we're, the rule of Tefillah is the closer you are to the Shabbat, the more powerful the Tefillah is. Tefillah is the Tzadikim, wow. Why the closer? Because the closer you are to the Shabbat. That's Mechitah to be between. So the Zayt of this year, the Malchus is that, Hashanah and Shabbat, you have to double condition, and to remember to take advantage of it. Yeah, so anyway, Hashem is so close. That's the thing. It's not a physical entity of Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's nothing to say, because they're far away. But, it's not a spiritual power, so close. He says, in our generation, we're starting to shim and give him. It's in the heat of the Gashmias, people are running from Gashmias. This is talking about 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Forget it. That was nothing. Nothing at all. But he's had a very jar of silver and gold, and now he's had a very jar of metal and plastic. It was just subservient to him. Connect with the Kashmir. Yeah. Now, because those who almost are growing so many children. And he doesn't love us. So he's saying, what is this Kashmir that Hazal is saying Hashem is so far away from us? In the high essence.
Well, the truth of it, to say is,
the method of loosening is a way of laying on passion. The spiritual level is so far and unfathomably distant from us. Yeah, very, very far away. Very, very, completely, completely, completely different level. That's what it's telling us. Don't think of any shiny prisoners and they think of it. Wow, I'm so close to Hashem. You have to remember this always. So that's what we're talking about. Abba, Hashem has to us the closest. Hashem is very close. Baruch Atah, we're talking second person. Hashem is very close to us. That's to show us the thing. Like, wow, I'm such a holy being. I'm a pair, I'm not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the same as Jacob. We have to have a Yira. Always the Abba has to be go together with you. I feel closer, it's not a shame Yira, I realize. Not my turn. Where are you going? I don't know where Rachel must be. Let's meet directly. So even though the difference between a little vocal essence and our Gashmi to Gap and my that's even to say that and therefore in the Torah uses Ein Hashem, Hazmei Hashem, Esbelekim, uses metaphors to describe the different meters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously Hashem doesn't have an eye and an ear and a hand. That's what he says, that's relationship to Shiva. You have to misdirect man with the root leader to Hayah. And they will accomplish yourself in the world. So you think about what you're thinking about in the middle of the mess, that is basically involved in the worldly interactions. Worldly interactions, you have not succeeded to detach yourself. Take yourself out of all that stuff and just put yourself into that first world of things. Yeah. So the starting point is you have to realize that Hashem is something way out of our realm. The Kedusha and Shur and Ruth, it's like a see that he is. So we have to go together with that to realize the closeness. Straight from my mouth, I feel the Hashem is here. Bringing the mind of Hazel, it says, Yashem hu elikim. Upon the other way, he is doing no sin much, as well as Yudah Shanema. He is beginning to value the Lord. After you die, you know Hashem is called the Yid. Hashem is greater than all the gods. Now I'm going to make this in them. Now I'm going to admit that after that, Shanema is going to die, so he ain't going to be him for others. He is the Israel. There's no, at least on the earth, there's no force like a bunch of folks. Because there's different levels of recognition of the dominion of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Some got to the point of an Oros, Shemayim, entire Gria. So Sidi Yisrael was a great man. He was his guide, and he one of the parts of the Torah is named after him, which is Makab of the Torah. Abu Lamai says, in Kol Menot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sidi Yisrael was not able to get the not able to detach himself from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he says, Hashem is greater than the other forces. He says, Hashem is greater than the other forces. But there are other forces. Kodesh Baruch Hu Omnan Mubonet Atmos. Abu Lahisri Yisrael, Ki Ein Shum Kodesh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing outside of the force of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the third Rav Hashmanesh. Third Rav Hashmanesh, the first Rav Hashmanesh, we remind ourselves, Hasad and Hashem. Second Rav, the power of Hashem. Ruud, Chalim, Chasad, Chalim, Sassim, Rav Chalim, Matthew, Asuri, health, everything, love, not the health, feel. Third Rav is Akatovus. You are elevated above everything else. And Doishim, all young Yaruchas, Yaruchas, Doishim are Malachim Orem. All the forces in the world are under you. You are one and only. One and only. As the Rashi says, before you got Shemeneser, you have to know that fact. Hashem is the one and only. Not that there are other forces than Hashem is the most powerful. There's no other force outside of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all under his dominion. If you think of it, by the way, the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, you say the Tefillah, the first brother says, the brother and the brother after Kodesh, the whole description of that world, therefore is that we recognize that you are the only force that's running the entire world, and therefore you want the whole world to recognize that. The whole world should recognize it. All the different readers, you have to do the avatar, the son of the Shoalim, and we should get together to be only over the Hashem, not for the other Shukim that they. Finally, then, still have a problem with the world. Call it issues, also people. All these other forces that are running in the world, we recognize them nothing. Also people, the strip disappeared. That's part of the Gopakakos. So, just look at the perspective. Then, usually, we forget that after Kodesh, we say that another feeling, and then we get it. Hopefully, we'll take care of Kodesh by the time we finish with that, and other Kodesh. It's all part of that third rock. Otherwise, what do they do with their brothers? Again, what brothers? Talking about Mata Hashem. But this is strengthening that brother with everything from that. After Kodesh, you're supposed to be able to tell the things. You are the one and only. All other forces are just the halal, the crazy. They don't have any independent purpose in the Mata. And that's what makes us feel a real feeler. When we recognize Hashem is Yochum Yuchum, no other path other than that in the world, that sets us in the position to start feeling. That's why it's an introduction to the feeling. If you don't realize it, there's only one of those problems, then the feel wouldn't be full hearted. That's the first problem. And then that's what the government was, or whoever else that has faith. No, everything under the jurisdiction of those problems, number one. Number two, we know that feeling is the opposite of all about the might of Abdus. Make that argument for showing a real evidence to realize that the only one that matters to him is always his master. Everybody else is irrelevant. His master can show on top of everything. Anything good can happen to him, and not most or not. He himself didn't get to that level. He realizes it's greater than the power of his goal, more powerful than the stream, more than powerful than the motor. There's nothing outside of him that is wrong. Well, but she was the Magyar of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kula, and Rukhni, and Kashmir, but Gam Kalodesh of other Midri. She felt that the space of the universe is independent entity. He had control of what's going on and what was created, but the whole smoke of the creation, that was zero. That was also missing. Gam Kalodesh of Midri, Kashmir, and Midri, and Kodesh Baruch Hu. That Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything. State, time, matter. All three things. Those are the three things that comprise the world. State, time, matter. That's what life is all about. We are the matter, and we have to use the time and the space properly. We know that there are three Kedushas. The Kedusha of matter is Klal Yisrael. We have a physical creation. The highest level of Kedusha of time, Shabbat Kodesh, and Yom Tov, which is not. Kedusha of Mokim, the 10 conditions, the highest level of the Mikdash, the Shoshu, 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 the rest of the world. The Shoshu, the Shoshu, the Shoshu, the says in the brother Shoshu, when he has a chef, Mr. Sharon, this is the second day, he says, because it's night, he can't have a golden brush, Shoshu, can't bring gold to the fire. Avoida, Mr. Sharon, if he must have, Hashem is making himself close, he has to make himself close, that was wrong. Feel it, it's nine of sin. The young Kodesh, the great year, like we said, that he had Shabbat Kodesh, Mamish, very, very detached from the physical world, and the Oida Magashmi. We are in the passage from the Oida Magashmi. Come down, eat and drink, but everything will be Magavim, everything will direct him to the Rosh Hashanah. The Mashkiah of the Bobo, as you could say, is the Oida Bobo, and the Shoshana has 48 hours of spiritual x-ray machine, MRI, examining you. Inside the mat. That's our goal. Use that time. Shal Hashem, I'm with you. Don't think about it there, don't think about this. I'm not stuck with you, those goals. We're sitting at the table with someone wanting to keep the sword of passion and break the tent in the cup. Glass, with your control. Just need to tell you, they're making a passion, I'm definitely not going to make a passion. And whatever happens through the period of time, I'm with you, those goals. Not even saying, you're just mocking with man, telling yourself. And that's Matzliya to Yeshua, that brings him out to Yeshua. It says that it goes to the Shema Koyim, it's very deep idea. It says that a person is, Zohar Nekeva is a very common, Zohar Nekeva is used to represent two complementary parts. So it says that the human being is the Zohar and the time is Nekeva. That's why the time is and that's in, you have the mitzvah also the price of the Ma'atim Koyim, the person. The Shasan is 365, so the Gibbon is also 365 days of the year. There's something that represents these two things. Kofanu, and again to us, is that if we say that there's like a deeper bit, a pairing between human being, or Klal Yisrael, and time. Two counterparts of producing what has to be produced. We have time, we live life with the time. You know, that many nanoseconds, that many minutes, that many hours. And our goal is to interact with the time in a way that we use this time for Hoyt Hashem, bring out the Nasirah, so the time. The more that time we use, the more we produce it. That's a curse of life. It produces good things from every second of our life. You realize the importance of time, take advantage of it. So, you know, for the whole year we're not doing that, at least in the time of Rosh Hashanah. So look at every second of Rosh Hashanah as a time. We're going to interact with the time in a fashion that we produce. Shavuot Hashem, Kirvus Hashem, Oyvim Lutni Hashem. After the story of my Yorim Tuf and this Hashem of the Jacob. We're standing in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says to the Nechoma, Nesod Hashem of Kevin Yedepo. We go after the Nechoma, we have a Nechoma Sayyidness. Go to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the Nechoma of the Zahra. So anyway, that's what we have to understand. The tie of the world for the creation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, even the space is the creation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what we have to try to, little by little, picture that way. I'm just a guest in Hashem's beautiful world, and the essence of the world is really, that's really something we just have to use properly. It's so entrenched in the deep of the Gashmir, yeah, you'll appreciate that gold mine of Ruthie that's with us. Spouse of Yeshiva and the Negev, you know, very few. Yeah, every night we miss the time of the month. She's able to make the chance to take advantage of the special time which we are revising, whatever you want to call it, renewing, refreshing, re-enhancing that connection between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Certainly looks far away, but the Metzius Amitis, the truth of it, was so close to Hashem, just waiting for us to start living our life in such a fashion this evening. And we had a special opportunity of not involving ourselves in our physical tribes and things, involving ourselves, recognizing I'm just standing in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, talking to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a great thing to humanity. Speak to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So like we said, this week, take advantage of the week before Rosh Hashanah. Do some extra work on our Shemot Esrei, we do the first week of it. Which are the prophets that put us in position in front of Hashem. Recognizing the Chasodim of Hashem, first prophet, second prophet, recognizing the Buddhists, our Panos, our health, our life is in Hashem's hand. And third prophet, after effort, not effort. At the Kodesh, she was a creation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're in the uplifted, elevated God, which the Tzaddik here and all the Malachim, the Malach, all subjugate themselves to you. And the Yitzhak Shem, next week, starting from Shabbat, we'll start adding to that extra feeling of saying, in practical, it wants to see that the sea, the whole world will recognize only you are Kodesh Baruch Hu. The more we feel that, the more we're making us closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Those who went to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, fully Toiv, bring us a Seder, a Seder Toiv, 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 a